Good morning. Welcome to our service of worship today. I begin with prayer concerns that have been handed to me. For the family of Carolyn Jackson, who went to be with the Lord on Wednesday. For Doreen Levine, who's having surgery on October 16th. Ongoing prayers for Bob Downing. Prayer concern for David Barker.
Sitting on my side.
Oh, okay. Okay. And prayers for Bonnie Humphrey, which wasn't announced last Sunday, but some of you may have heard a week ago Thursday, she fell and broke her leg in two places and will be having surgery after the swelling goes down to set those bones, two bones broken in the leg. And surgery for Barb Larson tomorrow with her heart issues. So keep those people in prayer. Announcements. There's going to be a new member class on October 10th at 1 o'clock. I assume that's right after church?
No, it's Wednesday.
Oh, it's a Wednesday. Okay.
Wednesday.
I don't have
Thank
a calendar.
You.
And worship team meeting at 7:15 on Wednesday that same day. And I had another announcement here. I lost track of Sunday school team, meeting after church in Sunday school office. Must have something to discuss for the Sunday school team. And then,
a couple years ago, I was asked to look after the schedule for the nursery, and it has worked out very well. What we have done is got a team together, a nursery, with. We gave them some guidelines, some ways to be able to run the nursery while the parents are in the church service. And the first Sunday I asked for sign-ups, I got like 15. We're only asking for people to take the nursery one Sunday per quarter. What's happened in the last year or so, I've lost about six people off that team. So I'm looking for some more people that would be interested in signing up for nursery, for the nursery team. You would be on a team. What I do is put out the schedule for you, and you pick out a Sunday or more and sign up for that. We do it by the quarter. I'm now looking for people to be on the team for this next quarter, October, November, and December. There are sign-ups in your on the sign-up sheets when they go around. We've had an additional problem besides losing some people has been it's not a problem. It's a blessing. You know how problems sometimes come to be blessings? We're getting a lot of kids in the nursery. And that is... So now we need more than one person in there, because if you have a child that needs to go to the bathroom, you got to leave the other kids. You can't do that. So... We're going to be looking for helpers. So if you'd be interested in either taking the nursery for a Sunday, being on the team, and I'll contact you and give you the parameters and the guidelines and so on, or a helper, please sign up on the sign-up sheet. And if you want to just be a helper, put your name after your name, just put helper. I do want to tell you who has been on the team. Who is on the team currently, right now? Katie Bader, Deb Darling, myself, Julie Gordon, Linda Graves, Porchelle Haynes, Helen Henshaw, Suzanne Hickson, Heather Main, Karen Pettis, Ty Brock, Ty's in there today, Vicki Frisbee, Nora Harding, and Erin Moore is signed up to be a helper. We have had in the past both Sarah and Sarah Ridley and Ken and Karen Send were good nursery helpers, and they need to they're helping with the Sunday school, so they would prefer not to be in there on Sundays, giving up their Sundays. Here is somebody that has really benefited from this, and I'm going to let Tina tell her a little bit of her story about the nursery has been important to her.
As you know, I have 2 3-and-a-half, 4-year-olds. We were blessed with 2 at once. And without the nursery, we wouldn't be here. I get very emotional with stuff like this. I can't be sitting out there with them because I play the piano for you guys. And unless somebody wants to volunteer to also play every now and then, which I'd be okay with, we could switch, I'd go in the nursery also. But I can't sit with my kids, and it's hard for my husband to watch them. But on that same note, there's a lot of parents right now that have kids under the age of 4 that work here. And if we want to keep them here, we need people to help wrangle the little ones if possible. We are working. We want to get 2 people, like she said, in there at a time because there are so many of them right now. And I understand what it's like to be with a lot of little kids at once. It's a handful, and it's overwhelming. So we understand that, and we want to try and address that. I'm also in the process of taking over for Gayla on the nursery staff. Even though I can't be in there, I'm going to try and take over the scheduling. But just keep in mind that we need help. We need people to sit with our kids under the ones that are little. I understand that. They're going to get to an age where they are going to come out here. But as of right now, there's always at least 6. Because I know Karen and Sarah both have 2. I have 2, so there's always going to be at least 6, 7 with Mallory going in, if she goes in, that need to go in there because they just can't quite get it yet. And that's fine because they're little. But if we are going to stay here, we need help for the kids. So just keep that in mind, please.
I'm just going to add a note, and then Gayla's going to finish up so we can move to worship. But you have always said in your vows on baptism, which we just had, and on your membership vows, that you will help raise these children. That includes maybe giving some time in the nursery. Please help us out.
And one of the things that we need in our church is Safe Sanctuary training. That is, Safe Sanctuary is a program that our church, our general church, has implemented. And it's the rules and guidelines of what is appropriate when you deal with children or vulnerable adults. Pastor Sue we're very blessed. She's a trainer. So she will be giving that training. So if you do sign up for nursery, this is a good training to come to. Mark it down. It's October 13th at 10 o'clock here at the church. And you'll get certified.
Okay, thank you, Gayla. Another announcement that involves how people can help out. As you see, sign-up sheets for food items for the Swiss steak dinner started today, and the sign-up sheets are on the clipboards going around. If anyone would like to give a monetary donation for meat and supplies, you may see Karen Downing or mark your envelope donation Swiss steak dinner and put it in the offering plate. If you would like to help, please see Karen, and she will be happy to sign you up, or she will find you. And she also indicated that there isn't a sign-up sheet for the choir, so choir people, once we go sit in the congregation, look for a sign-up sheet and find out where you can sign up and help. That completes our announcements for today. Are there birthdays to be celebrated?
Mm-hmm. We do have one over here. She may not want us to say so, but...
Okay. Okay.
Paula has a birthday.
Paula has a birthday.
29.
Okay. Anybody want to join? Other than that, we'll sing the happy birthday song.
Oh. Somebody else back here? All right.
Okay. Happy birthday then. And any anniversaries being celebrated? No fall weddings, huh? Okay. At this time, we'll begin with our praise songs. I will call upon the Lord, and it can be done in a round, and so we're going to do it that way after probably singing it through once.
Yes, we'll sing it through once.
And so Lynn Frisbee will be leading half the congregation and Bob the other.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies,
Will you join me in the call to worship? Worship the Lord with joy.
We come before him with happy songs.
Acknowledge that the Lord is God.
He has made us and we belong to him.
The Lord is good. His love is eternal.
His faithfulness lasts forever.
Okay, our opening hymn is number 583, You Are the Seed.
Thank you.
You may be seated, and it's time for the kids to come forward. Come on up. Kids of all ages, come on. We got kids of all ages. All right. Come on over. There you go. It's all right. Hey, Johnny, good to see you. Come on down, guys. Have a seat. All right. Do we have our little gorilla? Or? Oh, right. I forgot his name already. Jeremiah? Jeremiah is with us. We have a gorilla. See a gorilla? A what? Oh, it's a beaver. Okay. Well, I was trying to figure it out. I hadn't seen much of him. Okay, yeah, I see his teeth now. We have a beaver that is traveling with the third and fourth grade class, and he comes and he listens in worship and listens to prayer concerns and the children's message and the sermon and all the good stuff that we do and sings and then goes home with a child. Isn't that great? So this morning, I'm probably going to need some help. Bristol, maybe you can help me. I have something here. What is this? Woohoo! Shall we dance? Shall we dance? Yeah? You like that? You want to hold one too? Well, what would you use maracas for? No? You don't want to hold it? Adeline will. Adeline, you can hold it. What do you use maracas for? Make music. That's right. That's pretty cool. So is music part of worship? Yeah, we can praise God through music, right? Yep. So musicians would use that? All right, let's see what else I have in here. What is this? A book? What kind of book? A Bible. Who would use a Bible? Everybody. I like that. And why do we use a Bible? Guys, know why we use a Bible? To learn about God. Someone needs to hold my Bible. Who can hold my Bible? There we go. Okay. Let's see. What do I have here? Windex and a towel, cloth. Who would use a Windex and a towel in the church? Parents at home. Who about it to church? Do you know what that would be called? Who would it be here? That's right, Mr. Schumacher, or Maker, however you pronounce that, Schumacher. All right, so he's called a custodian. He keeps our church clean, doesn't he? And your parents probably use this at home so they can keep your house clean, right? These are different tools that each one of us can use, and we can use it to worship and serve our Lord, right? Can we do all those things? We can spray and clean windows. Is that serving God? Yep. We can read from the Bible, lift up the Bible. And we learn about God. Are we serving God when we learn about him? Okay. What else did we hand out? So can we serve by playing maracas? All right. I'll take those back. I want to tell you, these are actually from Haiti. When I went to Haiti, I got these maracas. Pretty cool. So, are there other ways we can help and serve God? What can you do in school? Learn. What did we do the other day at the flagpole? Do you remember? Pray. We prayed at the flagpole. What else can we do to serve God? Can you help one another? What if somebody falls down? Miss Erin was talking about that in chapel this morning. Someone falls down, can you help them up? Yep. If somebody is hurt, can you go and ask them if they're okay and maybe talk with them and bathe them in water with your care? She talked about being what? What's the word in chapel this morning? Did you learn? It's a big, long word. Compassionate. You were listening. Very good. Compassionate. There's all kinds of ways, and you folks, you boys and girls, can do that. You can do it at all ages. You can pray, right? You can be kind with one another. You can help each other, right? we can serve God in that way. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, we thank you for your children. We thank you that you give us tools and you give us a heart that is for you, that we can help others and be compassionate towards them. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, here are some bulletins. If you'll pass them over there and pass them there or here. And here's a few more that way. Here's a few more this way. All right, Mom, over here. Now, if you're four and younger, you go to the nursery. Do we have anybody else in the nursery besides Ty? Yes, we do. Wonderful. Anybody else need one? Okay, yep. Anybody else? Okay. The rest of you can go back to sit with your parents. All right.
Well, the good news is the choir has three anthems ready to go. The bad news is I gave Mary the name of the wrong one. So we're going to be singing this Sunday, Each Step of the Way. I knew they both started with E, but this Sunday. So I had the choir thoroughly confused when we met this morning before church. But we'll be singing Each Step of the Way, and I misplaced my choir music.
Each step of the way.
while the choir is moving, we're going to just announce that I know the heat is not all the way on here this morning, so if you still need a coat or if you are cold, there are prayer shawls out in the narthex that you can cover if you're still a little cool. I am getting extremely warm, so I'm thankful it's a little cool. Just right. Yep.
It's the first time. Our Old Testament reading is Psalm 124, coming from the NIV version of the Bible. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. This ends the reading. Oops, I got my bolt. This ends the reading of the Old Testament scripture.
Thank you. Let us stand for Living for Jesus 21:49. You may be seated. Bert and Kevin, you did a great job trying to get there since I switched things on you. Yeah, there you go. We come here to worship our Lord, not only in praising song, but also to know that it's okay to have a little fun, to know that we are here for everyone, and it is just a blessing to stand up here and look out and see so many people. And we welcome our visitors today and glad that you are with us. As we go to our Lord in prayer, we've heard those that we have named and others that may be silent in our heart. Let us go fully with our whole mind, soul, and strength to our Lord. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we are here to live for you, to celebrate you,
to give you honor and glory, to know that we've come on bended knee with tongues to confess that you are our Lord and Savior, and we're here to praise your name. In the midst of that praise, we thank you for birthdays and anniversaries. We thank you that we can gather and fellowship with one another, that we can sing our praise and enjoy one another's company. But Lord, we also gather at a time like this to remember those who are less fortunate than us, for those who still are struggling with hurricane after effects, with those across the world with tsunami, earthquakes, for those who are hungry and poor, maybe those who don't even know you and are hurting. Lord, we give all of them to you, and we ask that you can help these people. Guide, give assistance, and let us be your hands and feet to assist them in whatever ways we can, even if it's in prayer. Lord, we know some of our own right here are facing surgery this week, and we lift them to you asking for discernment for doctors, giving them wisdom, giving them a calm and a gentle touch with their hand, that you may heal them in a quick manner, restore them to full health, and to be able to bring them back to us in a timely manner. Lord, many people just come on Sundays, maybe listen on the radio, but they're not sure that you're a personal Savior. We give them to you right now, Lord, and we ask that you bring them closer to you, that they accept you as Lord and Savior, that they know without a doubt that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that you are always with them, no matter what the trials are that are ahead of them, that we may take one day at a time and continue to praise your name. Oh God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that makes all of this possible. May we serve you in the name of Jesus, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This morning we will be reading out of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 38 to 50. And here is his word. Teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name. We told him to stop, because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other. The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. I've read this text over and over and over and over and over this week. And went, Lord, I don't want to preach on this. I looked up commentaries and said, that doesn't help me much. You get that, don't you? So what is this supposed to be saying to your people, Lord? I need some guidance here. Help me out. James, Peter, and John were the three that were tied in the disciples. And the disciples were still part of that in-group. Do we have any in-group here? Some laugh, some are quiet. I love looking at your faces. This person was doing ministry in the name of Jesus Christ, casting out demons. They weren't a disciple. And the disciples said, not in these words, but shame on you. Lord, they're not part of us. How can they do that? Now, have we ever done that? Well, they can't do that because they're not part of our in-group. What are they doing? They're not a pastor. It's all kinds of levels of ministry. Did you know that each one of you are ministers? You're not clergy. You're ministers. Did you know that? How many of you knew that? Raise your hand, because I'm just curious. How many of you knew that? You are all ministers of the Word of God. You have been given the authority to go and share the gospel of Jesus Christ and tell others that it is Christ who is our Lord and our personal Savior. Now, not all of us may have the gift of casting out demons. And a lot of the commentaries were talking about, is there demons or not demons? Where is evil in the world? And I believe, if you believe that God has given you that gift, you have the authority to go and cast those demons, that evil, out. But not everyone has that gift. But Jesus made it very clear in this scripture, do not stop them. They are doing ministries. Now, I've been at some churches. I haven't been here long enough here to really experience a lot of your past history on how you handle things. I'm learning. But in some churches that I've been at, they're saying everything has to go to the board, and, you know, there's a control of who is on the church council that will make sure it's a yes or a no to do ministry. Hopefully that doesn't happen here. Some people have great ideas and are creative and know, and they have been had something laid on their heart that they believe that we should do, and we can come, but we need to give permission to groups of people to say, yes, go and do the work of God. We should not stop anybody if it is in the name of Jesus Christ and a ministry that will honor him and give him the glory, not the people who are asking. If you're just doing it for yourself, then we shouldn't be doing it. We're doing ministry in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, then all of us should be able to go and do that ministry. Amen? I know that there's a lot of people, and even in the United Methodist Church, we have levels of ministers, clergy. There are the elders, there are deacons, there are associate members, there's local pastors. We now are having a new category, certified lay ministers, and there's also laity. We all work together for the good of the world. Amen? For our mission statement says, can you repeat it with me? Go and make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Go. Go. Go and make disciples of Jesus Christ. Of Jesus Christ. That's an important phrase there. Go and make disciples of Jesus Christ. What for? So that people can be transformed, that people can be changed, that people will come to know Jesus and their mind, their soul, their whole being will be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're here, is to be a servant of the Lord. So that we may go out and do ministry. I haven't asked Brett Lester if I could say this, but I'm going to say it, so I'll ask for forgiveness just if I couldn't say it. Brett is not a pastor. He's the chief of police. He had laid on his heart a mission for many years. I think he told me like 7 years to do this rescue mission. And now it's happening. Should we have stopped him because he's not clergy? No way. Brett is wonderful in that he has had God put on his heart and everything is falling in place. And he is doing a great job getting this rescue mission up and going. Praise be to God. That's where laity can do the work sometimes even more than the clergy. Amen? And so he's asking us if we can also be a part of that. Amen. Yes, we can, Brett. Absolutely. Right? I want to thank you, too. The last couple weeks when we've taken offerings up for UMCOR for the hurricanes, we collected so far, doesn't mean you have to stop, but so far, $510. Give yourself a hand. $510. Because it may not be feasible for all of us to go to the Carolinas right now and help them with UMCOR. But we surely can serve by helping them even with our financial donations. What Gayla and Tina said this morning about serving in our nursery is a true need. You have all said you want children in the church, correct? Yes? We now have children in the church. Isn't that wonderful? Did you hear that little noise back there in the nursery? They're having fun. Yes? I almost want to go back to the nursery. I'll go. Somebody else want to preach? I'll go. So we need people to serve. And sometimes it's just being there. When Mom will let go of Bo, dear Abby, when... hopefully I didn't wake you. You were helping your child. When you want to let go of your baby, I want to go back in the nursery. See, you can go back and just rock that little one. Isn't that great? You can still hear the sermons, and you can serve the Lord at the same time. Oh, this is fun. Because, see, ministry doesn't have to be boring. Many people think, oh, I got to go to church again. I got to do what again? We can have fun. We can love the Lord, even picking up garbage. I'm looking at Rich. They went out last week on the highway, and they picked up garbage. And you can have fun because you're in fellowship with that, and you're serving not only God, but you're also serving the community. And that's who we are. Amen? So thank you for all those that went. Sorry I had to go to the funeral home, but I would have been there. Maybe next time. But then Jesus goes into this long text about these awful words. If you make somebody stumble, cut off your arm. If you make someone stumble with your feet, cut off your feet. If you make somebody stumble with your eye, pluck it out. He's not talking literally. You know, there's parts in the Bible that I kind of think may be literal, and there's other parts. This is one of them. It's not literal. We're not going to cut off your hands, and we're not going to cut off your feet if you make someone stumble. The point is, in this text, that Jesus Christ does not want you to make anyone stumble and fall. If you're doing that, stop. One of the things that we do in the United Methodist Church on communion is we never serve wine. We always serve grape juice. We do that so that we won't stumble anyone who is an alcoholic. Because if they come up and we have wine and they're an alcoholic, we've made them stumble and fall. Shame on us. So there's reasons why we do some of the things that we do, because none of us want anybody else to stumble in their journey with our Lord God. Amen? We don't want people to stumble because of our building either. We've had to do church conference papers. We're almost finished with them. We need to be out like Monday or Tuesday morning to our district. One of the things that they ask is, are we handicap accessible in our building? And how would you respond? All right. How many of you have gone downstairs to go to children's Sunday school? We can't do it. How many of you coming up in choir and can't come up the step very easy? Do we have a handicap accessible for anyone that can come up and sing in our choir? We're still glad you can walk up here, Wanda, because we want you up here. But we have to begin to look if we're helping someone else stumble or fall and not be able to serve our Lord. Whether it's a child or an adult that cannot get downstairs to help teach or be in Sunday school, we are helping them to stumble and fall because they cannot participate. Wanda's getting to that point where, should I be in choir, should I not be in choir? Because it's harder to get up the steps and we have people that will help her. But shame on us that we do not have a way for her to be able to get up here without having any of that issue. I'm not going to pluck off my hand or my foot or your hand or your foot or pluck your eyes out, but we need to find a way, and we've asked our conference to please come and talk with us that we may be able to find a way to help fully be handicap accessible. And some of you are already thinking, ding, 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 dollars. Are we here to serve everyone? Yes. So then we have to be inclusive and not exclusive. And that was part of what was happening here in this scripture. Peter, James, and John wanted to almost exclude this man because he was sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with somebody else. And they whined to Jesus. Oh, Lord, he can't do that. He's not one of us. I had somebody use that word this week. I'm going to share with you what's going to happen, and I really don't want to hear any whining. And that's what they said. Don't whine for what I'm about to say. You're going to have permanent name tags, hopefully, by next week. You won't have to wear those sticky things again that don't stick. And they're going to be over your head, and you're going to take them off and leave them here. Don't whine. I still don't know everybody, but guess what? Everybody else doesn't know everybody else. So make sure you don't whine, because it's a service of hospitality to our community, to our friends, to people who come. Amen? So don't whine. These disciples were whining to Jesus Christ. And he said, stop it. Not quite in that manner. But he did say, do not stop him. Stop holding back someone else in their journey of Christianity. All of us need to work together, body of Christ, to help one another. And then he goes on in this last piece, and he says, everyone will be salted with fire, because people, there is hell and there is heaven, and I want you to believe it. If we help someone to stumble, if we turn our back on God, we're going straight to hell. We need to make sure that we go the other way, to heaven, to eternity. And our reward is great when we have that compassion, when we can be kind, when we can help others, when we reach out, when we're a part of the community, when we can serve our Lord Jesus Christ. And then Jesus said, salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other. Salt is to preserve. It's not the salt that comes out of the salt shaker and, oh, well, we're done with that. And it just doesn't taste as good without salt. It's about us being the servant of Jesus Christ and keeping our faith and keeping our hope and keeping our fun. Because we can have fun as a Christian, amen? That we can share our love of Jesus Christ with others. Keep that salt salty. Do not lose your faith. Do not lose your hope. Do not lose your salt. Continue to preserve who you are as a Christian and continue to grow even closer to Jesus Christ, even deeper in your faith, even more extended out to the community and to others who don't know Jesus Christ. Because there is a hell and there is a heaven, and we want everyone, God wants everyone to return to Him in eternal life. And it's up to us to help make that happen. Are you ready to serve your God? Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, you are here for us, and you've called us to be your hands and feet, that we don't make anyone stumble, but that we can make others know who you are, and we can share the love that you have given to us. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, amen. Now may our offering be taken with the ushers. Please come forward. Lord, we thank you for providing for us, for you are faithful and true. Accept our gifts out of our faithfulness and our love for you, that we may continue to serve you in the kingdom here on earth and throughout the world. In the name of Jesus, amen. Closing hymn is, Lord, Speak to Me. We just sang, oh, use me, Lord, even me. May God use each and every one of us, that he is honored and glorified, and that we serve him. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.